大家晚安。
Good evening to everybody.
我们一起低头默祷，预备心。
Let us all prepare our hearts and bow our heads in prayer silence.
阿门。
阿门。
奉主耶稣圣名开始我们今天晚间的聚会。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we commence our evening service.
我们首先唱一首诗，唱150首。
Let us sing hymn 150.
正道之前，我们一起跪下来祷告。
And before this evening's message, let us all kneel down and pray together.
我们求神带领我们的聚会。
Let us pray, and ask for guidance for our service.
然后也让我们大家都可以得到造就。
And, pray that we can all be edified.
我们一起祈祷。
Let us all pray.
愿神的平安与喜乐跟大家同在。
May the peace and the joy of the Lord be with you all.
我们感谢主，今天晚上，那么寒冷的一个晚上，我们都可以聚在，神的圣所一起来聚会。
And we thank God that even on this very cold night, we're able to come to His house and worship Him.
今天晚上想用一篇诗两种风格做我们。互相的勉励。
And for tonight's mutual encouragement, I would like to use one psalm, two styles.
我们知道我们最近读经的进度就是来读诗篇。
And we know in our most recent Bible reading schedule, we are reading up to Psalms.
那我们应该也知道诗篇这卷其实是可以分成那个。五本小书。
And we know that the book of Psalms can be divided into five sections, five books.、
所以去年七月我们读经进度就读第一本书。
And last year in July we read the first book.
这是从诗篇第一篇到41篇。
And this is from Psalm number 1 to 14.
那今年2016年1月1号开始就开始读这个第二本书。
And since January 1st, we've been starting reading the second book.
这是从第42篇到72篇。
Oh, sorry. This is from book 42 to...
Psalm 42.
Oh, Psalm 42 to 72.
所以刚好有31篇。1月也有刚好31天。所以每一天一篇诗。
And there are 31 books in the, 31 yeah, chapters in this, and there are 31 days in January, so one chapter a day.
那有一个我们应该之前都有念过诗篇哦。
And we've read Psalms before.
所以有时候我们可能是觉得只是一些字而已哦。
And sometimes we think that they are just
words.
Oh, just words.
但是其实在写这个诗的时候是有那个旋律的melody.
But actually, when writing these psalms, there was actually a melody.
所以诗篇是圣经里面的一本赞美诗。
So Psalms is the Bible's hymn book.
今天晚上就想用我们来看这个53篇。
And tonight we will look at book 53.
然后我们先来解释这一篇，然后后来再来解释我们的题目。
And so first we'll explain this chapter, and then we will explain the topic for tonight.
好，我们先来读诗篇53篇。
So now let us read Psalms 53.
诗篇53篇
Psalms 53
这边说是大卫的玄慧诗训会诗交与灵长调用马赫拉好第一节
Verse 1
愚顽人心里说没有神他们都是邪恶行了可憎恶的罪孽没有一个人行善。第二节
Verse 2.
神从天上垂看世人，要看有明白的没有。 有寻求他的没有？第三节。
Verse three.
他们个人都退后，一同变为污秽，并没有行善的，连一个也没有。第四节。
Verse four.
作孽的没有知识吗？他们吞吃我的百姓，如同吃饭一样，并不求靠神。第五节。
Verse five.
他们在无可惧怕之处，就大大害怕，因为神把那安宁攻击你之人的骨头散开了，你使他们蒙羞，因为神弃绝了他们。第六节。
Verse six.
但愿以色列的救恩从锡安而出，神救回他被掳的子民。那时雅各要快乐，以色列要欢喜。好，请念一下。
Okay, Psalms 53, verse 1. To the chief musician set to Mahalath, a compilation of David. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt and have done abominable iniquity. There is none who does good. Verse 2. God looks down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there are any who understand who seek God. Verse 3. Every one of them has turned aside. They have together become corrupt. There is none who does good. No, not one. 4. Have the workers of iniquity no knowledge, who eat up my people as they eat bread, and do not call upon God? Verse 5. There they are in great fear, where no fear was, for God has scattered the bones of them who encamps against you. You have put them to shame, because God has despised them. Verse 6. Oh, that the salvation of Israel would come out to Zion, when God brings back the captivity of his people. Let Jacob rejoice, and Israel be glad.
好，我们先来说明第一节到第四节。
So let us first discuss verse 1 to verse 4.
在2007年有一个统计。
In 2007, there was a
survey.
There was a survey.
然后发现在美国有 1.6% 的人口是认为他们是无神论的。
And in the survey, found that 1.6% of people claim themselves to be atheists.
后来2014年这个数目成长到 3.1%。
And in 2014, this number grew to 3.1%.
对，所以可以说这个无神论者在美国现在认为自己是无神论的已经一倍了，涨一倍了。
And we can see that the people who claim themselves to be atheists, they have grown.
Doubled.
They have doubled.
然后这边我们看第一节，这边说愚顽人心里说没有神。
And it says here that the fool has said in his heart there is no God.
所以这诗篇其实是在讲这些人觉得神不存在。
And so these are the people who believe that God does not exist.
那这些人是怎么样呢？
And how are, what are these people like?
他们都是邪恶，行了可憎恶的罪孽，没有一个人行善。
They are corrupt, they have done abominable iniquity, there is none who does good.
第一节是说这些人是愚顽人。
And verse 1 says that these people are fools.
这些英文是用 fool, 中文我那个意思我也不太认识，但是愚顽人不是指责他们的聪明。
And in English they use the word fool, but in Chinese the word does not only refer to their mental state.
对，不是说他们很笨的意思。
It is not to say that they are very dumb.
因为在希伯来文用这个愚顽的字其实是指着他们道德观的堕落。
Actually, in the Hebrew word, that when they use this term for fool, it's to describe
their decline in morality.
Their decline in morality.
所以其实无神论其实有好几种。
And so actually there are many different kinds of atheism.
那然后其中一个也是实际上的无神论。
There are some who are atheist in reality?
Or 还是我在我是想表达 practical atheism， 我在行为上其实就是无神论。
And these kind of people are atheists in their actions.
对，所以可能这些人，也许会说在口头上会说我相信神，但是行为上其实跟无神论者没有什么差别。
And maybe with their mouth they will say I believe in God, but their actions are just the same as atheists.
所以这是也是我们基督徒也要小心的一个部分。
And so for believers, this is something that we need to be cautious about.
我们也许也会说我们是基督徒。
And sometimes we might say, we are believers, we are Christians.
然后也愿意来教会守安息日。
And we're willing to come to church and follow the Sabbath.
甚至礼拜三晚上也愿意来这个晚间聚会。
And even on Wednesday night, we would come to service.
但是在其他的时间，在教会我们出去教堂的时候就跟外邦人一样，还是无神论者一样。
But other times when we are not at church, we act just like non-believers and just like the atheists.
无神论者在家里就没有在读经，没有在祷告。
And at home, atheists don't pray and they do not read the Bible.
然后就凭他们的这个欲望哦，就在来行事的。
And they do things according to their own desire.
想做就去做。
Whatever they want to do, they just do it.
那所以他们的行为都没有这个在考虑神如何的在观看他们。
And so none of their actions reflect that God is looking at them.
所以我们也可以看在第一节到第三节，这就是在讲无神论跟道德观的关系。
And from verse 1 to 3, it describes what is related to atheists.
如果真正我们相信没有神，还是或者我们是实际上的无神论者，我们的道德就会越来越堕落。
Whether we are practical atheists or atheists, real atheists, our morals are still declining.
所以第一节就说这些人没有一个人行善。
And so in verse 1 it says here, there is none who does good.
第三节也说他们个人都退后。
And in verse 3 it says, they have together become corrupt.
Turned aside. 就是走偏了，神有他的标准，但是他们已经走偏了。
And that's to say, God has his own standard, but they have veered off the path.
然后第三节也说一同变为污秽。
And also in verse 3 it says they have together become corrupt.
所以这个无神论的结果就是没有道德。Morality.
And to be an atheist is to have no morality.
不是说他们没办法行善。
And that's not to say that they are unable to do good things.
但是如果真的是相信神没有存在的话，这样子这个我们这个人类的道德观很难解释。
But if they really don't believe in the existence of God, then morality is very hard to explain.
因为如果是无神论的话，应该就是相信这个进化论。
Because if you are an atheist, then you must also believe that in
evolution. 那所谓的这个进化论就是说没有什么创造者，就是自然就有了。
And in theory of evolution, there is no creator. Everything just came to be.
然后就慢慢的进化，然后从一个细胞，然后就变成现在看到的生命。
And from one cell, it evolved and evolved until life today.
我知道有时候人用这个进化论会用的这个会用有很多意思啦，但是我所谓用的这个进化的是刚刚所解释的。
And some people explain evolution differently, but we take it as what I've just explained.
所以如果我们人类只是进化出来的。
And so if people came from evolution,
那我们就跟其他的动物没有什么很大的差别。
Then we're not very different from any other animals.
那我们也看到在其他的动物，他们有些动作真的很坏，很邪恶。
And sometimes we see that other animals do things that are evil.
但是我们在如果应用在我们人类上吼，我们就知道这个应该不要不我们不能做这些事。
But we know with our human understanding that we should not do these works.
So 有这种的矛盾。
And so there's this
contradiction. 给一个例子。
Let me give you an example.
比如我们知道，这个猫类吼，狮子啊，老虎哦，他们如果发现他们的他们的小猫啊，怎么讲？这个他们的小的他们生出来的小小的猫吼，我发现有什么问题吼，它就会把它吃掉。
So for example, for cats, lions, and tigers, if they find that their baby is defective, then they eat it.
那我们如果应用在这个我们人类上哦。
However, if we use it for
humankind, right?
If we use it on humankind,
如果我发现我女儿哦有什么瑕疵哦。
If I find that something was wrong with my baby,
然后我就把它吃掉。
And if I ate her,
那我们不是会觉得好可怕、很残忍吧？
And wouldn't that be really terrible?
但是你看，如果我们真的是从进化出来的，
But if we really came out of evolution,
我这样子做其实没有什么对错啊。
And if I do that, it wouldn't be right or wrong.
就像那个老虎一样啊。
It would just be like the tiger.
所以这个最后哈，这个虽然无神论者可以做很多善事，哦，他们也知道善恶，但是最终他们没办法解释这个道德观的来源。
And so at the very end, even though an atheist is able to do good and knows between good and evil, they cannot explain morality.
The origin
of morality.
Origin. Okay. 我们现在看马太福音十九章。
And let us see Matthew chapter 19.
马太福音十九章。
Matthew chapter 19.
第十七节。
Verse 17.
马太福音十九章十七节。
Matthew chapter 19, verse 17.
我们先看十六节。
Let us start from verse 16.
马太福音十九章十六节。
Matthew chapter 19, verse 16.
有一个人来见耶稣说：“夫子，我该做什么善事才能得永生？”十七节。
Verse 17.
耶稣对他说：“你为什么以善事问我呢？只有一位是善的。你若要进入永生，就当遵守诫命。” Please read.
Verse 16, Now behold, one came and said to him, Good teacher, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? 17, So he said to them, Why do you call me good? No one is good but one, that is God. But if you want to enter into life, keep the commandments.
在中文我们这边如果在十六节有其他的版本有说这个有古卷是说做良善的夫子他是称耶稣良善的夫子。
And if we look at other versions of the Chinese Bible, they call Jesus the
good teacher.
The good teacher.
Yeah. 所以耶稣听到这件事的时候，就问他：“你为什么以善事，还是你为什么称我是善的？”啊。
And Jesus said to them, "Why do you call me good?"
对，所以中文这边也有讲哦，有古卷做：“你们为什么称我是良善的？”除了神以外没有一个良善的。
And here it says, Why do you call me good? No one is good but one that is God.
所以这个耶稣我们如果用这个版本的话这个耶稣就在解释善是从哪里来的其实是神从神来的。
And here Jesus explains where does good come from? It's actually from God.
然后只有一位才是完全善的。
And there's only one that is good.
就是神。
And that is God.
所以我们今天也许对这个善恶都有这个观念，但是我们没有，我们不是绝对善的，良善的。
And so we understand good and evil, but we're not completely
good.
We're not completely right. good.
然后我们知道现在的社会对道德观也是一种是是怎么讲relative 怎么讲是相对的是相对的。
And we know in the society that morals are relative.
所以如果大家认为是好的是善的那就大家都可以接受就大家就 去做。
And so if a majority finds that something is good, then they will call it good and do it.
但是从圣经来看我们知道道德观是绝对的从神来的是绝对的。
But we know that true morals come from God.
And they're absolute.
And they're absolute.
所以因为神是绝对的。
And they're absolute.
所以我们如果回到诗篇五十三篇。
And if we return to Psalm 53,
我们看我们这位我们所敬拜的这位神最后会审判我们。
We know that the true God will judge us in the end.
所以从第二节就说神从天上垂看世人。
And verse 2 says, God looks down from heaven upon the children of men.
所以神都一直在垂看我们。
And God is constantly looking at us.
他 不单是看我们的行为他也有办法看我们心里在想什么。
And he does not, he cannot only see our actions, but he can also see our heart, our intentions.
我们来看耶利米书二十三章。
And let us see Jeremiah chapter 23.
耶利米书二十三章。
Jeremiah chapter 23.
的二十四节。
Verse 24.
耶利米书的二十三章二十四节。
Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 24.
主说人岂能在隐秘处藏身使我看不见他呢主说我岂不充满天地吗 Please read 24.
Verse 24. Can anyone hide himself in secret places so I shall not see him, says the Lord? Do I not fill the heaven and earth, says the Lord?
所以我们 看到虽然我们想从神的面前隐藏自己，但是这个没办法。
And even though we might think that we're able to hide ourselves from God, this is not possible.
因为神的灵充满天地。
Because God's spirit fills the heaven and the earth.
然后他是无所不在的。
And he is omnipresent.
所以我们也是无所不知的。
And he is omnipotent.
Omniscient.
Omniscient.
所以我们没办法隐藏我们的心思意念。
And so we are not able to hide what is in our heart.
我们回到诗篇五十三篇。
Let us return to Psalm 53.
第四节就在讲这些行恶的也是说这些愚妄人说没有神这些人他们是怎么对待神的百姓
And also says, it also describes here how the foolish people treat the children of God, the people of God.
这边说他们吞吃我的百姓如同吃饭一样
It says, they eat up my people as they eat bread.
所以有时候神会允许这些恶人欺负还是逼迫神的百姓
And sometimes
God allows.
God will allow others to bother or persecute Christians.
所以这边他们好像在吞吃神的百姓一样，就好像很好吃，就一直吞吞吞吼。
And it is like, and they just eat the people up as bread.
然后他们做这些事，没有什么责备感
And they don't feel any remorse for what they've done.
然后因为这边说并不求告神。
And it says because they do not call upon God.
他们做这些事也不没有悔改的心。
And they have no repenting heart when they do these works.
但是结论是什么呢？
But what is the conclusion?
第五节到第六节是神 要怎么拯救他的百姓。
But in verse 5 and 6, it describes how God will save his people.
我们现在来念第五节到第六节。
Let us read verse 5 and verse 6.
我们刚才其实有念过。
We actually read it before.
第五节是说，他们在无可惧怕之处。
And it says that they are in great fear.
就大大的害怕。
They were in great fear where no fear was.
所以神会显出他的大能。
And so God will show his great power.
然后这边也说，因为神把那安营攻击，对，攻击你之人的骨头散开了。
It says, because God has scattered the bones of him who encamps against you.
神一定会拯救他的选民。
And God will save his people.
然后这边也说，你使他们蒙羞。
And it says you have put them to shame.
因为神弃绝了他们。
Because God has despised them.
所以如果我们有人抵挡我们是行恶的神一定会弃绝他们。
And if somebody is doing evil against us, then God will despise them.
也许拯救不是马上来的。
And even though this help won't come right away.
但是会按照神的旨意，会按照神的时间。
But it will be according to God's will and God's timing.
所以在第六节，这个大卫就在讲他的盼望。
And so, in verse 6, David speaks about his hope.
他就说，但愿以色列的救恩从锡安而出。
He says, "Oh, that the salvation of Israel would come out of Zion."
神就回他被掳的子民。
When God brings back the captivity of His people.
所以这边大卫就已经可以说已经讲预言了，说他的百就这个以色列国会被一个国家被掳。
And so, here David prophesizes that.Israel will be in captivity from another nation.
但是神会拯救他们。
But God will save them.
那时候雅各要快乐。
And that time Jacob will rejoice.
以色列要欢喜。
And Israel will be glad.
所以可以看到，在神的时候，他一定会拯救他的选民。
And we know that in God's time, He will save His people.
好，所以这是简单的来说明这篇诗。
And this is a simple explanation of this psalm.
那为什么讲有两种的风格呢？
And now why do we say that there are two styles?
也许有些人知道，诗篇53篇跟诗篇14篇是几乎一模一样的。
And there are some that say that Psalm 53 and Psalm 14 are exactly the like.
所以我们把一只手放在53篇。
So let's put one hand in a chapter, Psalm 53.
然后我们也翻到诗篇十四篇。
And let us also turn to Psalm 14.
我们就做一个比较。
And let's do a comparison.
如果我们看第一节就其实几乎都是一样的。
If we look at verse 1, they're both exactly the same.
愚妄人心里说没有神。
The fool said in his heart, there is no God.
他们都是邪恶。
They are corrupt.
心里可憎恶的事。
They have done abominable works.
没有一个人行善。
There is none who does good.
这个一样的。第二节到第四节也几乎都是一样的。
Verse 1 to verse 4, they are all the same.
但是我们可以发现有一个差别，区别。
But we discover that there is a difference.
诗篇14篇，他在称神的时候，会用这个耶和华。
In Psalm 14, when they address God, they use
Jehovah, the Lord. Yeah.
They use the Lord or Jehovah.
Yeah. 那但是在53篇就没有用这个特别的称呼。
But in Psalm 53, that they don't use this term.
所以如果我们看诗篇14篇第二节、第四节、第六节、第七节都有用这个。主就是耶和华这个名称。
So from verse 4, 5, 6, and 7, they use Jehovah or the Lord in Psalm 14.
53篇就只有用这个神，还是在希伯来文是 Elohim， 就是一直都没有用这个 其他的称呼。
And in Psalm 53, from those verses, they only use God. In Hebrew, it is Elohim. There's no other terms.
好，那我们如果看到，我们跳到第五节到第六节。
If we look at verse 5 and 6.
这是诗篇十四篇哦。
We're looking at Psalm 14 right now.
第五节跟第六节其实就是五十三篇的第五节。
We can see that verse 5 and 6 of Psalm 14 is verse 5 of Psalm 53.
所以我们如果把这两节合并起来，就可以跟第五节，可以在第五十三篇的第五节做一个比较。
And so if we combine verse 5 and 6 of Psalm 14, we can compare to Psalm 53, verse 5.
我们会发现这，尤其是这一节，有很大的差别。
We can see there's a big difference in these two verses.
我们来看十四篇的第五节。
Let us see Psalm 14, verse 5.
他们在那里大大的害怕，因为神在义人的族类中。第六节。
Verse 6.
你们叫困苦人的磨算变为羞辱，然而主是他的避难所。
Verse 5. There they are in great fear, for God is with the generation of the righteous. Verse 6. You shame the counsel of the poor, but the Lord is his refuge.
所以差别在哪里呢？
So where's the difference?
我自己认为十四篇是在强调神的保护，神的保守。
I believe that Psalm 14 is emphasizing God's protection and his protection.
所以第五节说他们在那里大大的害怕。
Verse 5 it says they are in great fear.
为什么他们在害怕呢？
And why are they in great fear?
然后不愿意攻击神的百姓呢？
And why are they unwilling to attack the God's people?
因为神在义人的族类中。
It says because for God is with the generation of the righteous.
好，然后第六节继续说然而主是他的避难所。
It says that the Lord is his refuge.
所以第十四节就是在强调我们可以依靠依赖神。第十四篇。
Psalm 14 is emphasizing that God is their protection.
对，所以如果我们遇对一些这些无神论者啊。
And so we are facing these atheists,
还是遇到一些行恶的人，
or if we find some evildoers,
我们可以依靠神，
we can rely on God,
他是我们的避难所，
he is our refuge.
那五十三篇就是有点相反的方向，
Psalm 53 has another point of view,
是另外一个方向 direction,
another direction.
十四篇是在一个是比较被动的，就是一种保护。
Psalm 14 is more
passive.
More passive. It is more about protecting.
但是五十三篇就是往外的，是主动的，神会拯救。
But Psalm 53 is more active. It's that God will save.
所以我们信神的，我们当然也是可以依靠神，因为神有一天也会拯救我们。
And if we are of God, then we can rely on Him because one day He will save us.
所以十四篇可能是说我们还没有遇到患难的时候可以唱的，可以念的。
And so for Psalm 14, that is a psalm that we can read before we face troubles.
但是五十三篇就是我们已经遇到了，已经面对一些困难了，那这篇就比较适合。
But when once we do reach those difficulties, we can Psalm 53 is more suitable.
我们也看民数记第十章。
Let us also see Deuteronomy chapter 4.
民数记 is Numbers.
Oh, Numbers chapter.
民数记第十章。
Numbers chapter 10.
三十五节跟三十六节。
Numbers chapter 10 verse 35. 36.
Yeah. 民数记第十章三十五节。
Numbers chapter 10 verse 35.
约柜往前行的时候，摩西就说：主啊，求你兴起，愿你的仇敌四散，怨恨你的人从你面前逃跑。这是第三十五节。
This is what verse 35 says.
第三十五节就是在讲这个神一种个性。
And this is talking about a personality of God.
就是说如果神遇到一些敌人，他就把他们散掉。
And if God faces,
yeah, 还是以色列的，就是如果神的百姓遇到一些敌人，神会把他们散掉。
And if God's people face an enemy, then God will scatter them.
就让他们逃跑。
And let them be scattered.
这个有点像诗篇五十三篇。
And this is very similar to Psalm 53.
我们继续念三十六节。
And let us continue reading verse 36.
约柜停住的时候，他就说：主啊，求你回到以色列的千万人中。
Verse 36. And when it rested, he said, Return, O Lord, to the many thousands of Israel.
这个就比较像诗篇十四篇。
And this is more like Psalm 14.
因为神就在我们中间，在保护我们。
Because God is among us and protecting us.
所以这是一篇诗，两种风格。
And so this is one psalm with two different styles.
其实我们在我们赞美诗里面也有一些赞美诗是一样的字，但是旋律不一样。
And actually in our hymn book we have hymns that have the same lyrics, the same words, but different tone?
Melody.
Melody.
所以这个就很像诗篇十四篇跟五十三篇一样。
And this is similar to Psalm 14 and Psalm 53.
我们等一下会唱357首。
And later we will sing hymn 357.
这个其实你如果跟第150首比较的话是一模一样的。
And if we compare this to hymn 150, the words are the same.
尤其在英文。
In English, they are the same.
中文就可能有一些差别。
In Chinese, it might be a little bit.
但是都是从诗篇二十三篇来的。
But they're both from Psalm 23.
所以有时候我们唱诗的时候，有这个其他的旋律，就是会给我们另外一种的感受。
And so when we're singing hymns, a different melody can give us a different feeling.
我们如果回到诗篇五十三篇，
If we return to Psalm 53,
那前面这边有做一些说明。
There's a small phrase in the beginning of the song.
十四篇就没有这些说明。
Psalm 14 doesn't have this short saying.
五十三篇就说，前面是说大卫的训诲诗。
It says here a compilation of David.
训诲诗，好像哈，我是有查啊，好像是有关于智慧，关于这个，好像是在教导别人的样子。
And after researching, this compilation is about wisdom and to teach people.
然后诗篇里面有十三篇都有这个，所以说都是这种的，是训诲诗。
And there are in Psalms there are 13 Psalms that have this compilation.
然后后来也说
contemplation, excuse me.
调用对，调用马哈拉。
In Psalm 53 it is set to Mahalath.
这个也不是很清楚哦，不过他们想马哈拉可能是一种情还是一种旋律还是一种风格。
And it is not clear what exactly a mahalath is. It could be an instrument or a melody.
对，但是我们就知道 他们如果在唱第五十三篇的时候，就跟第十四篇不一样。
But we know that when they sing Psalm 53, it is different from how they sing Psalm 14.
就在强调，可能在强调另外一个重点。
And it's probably to emphasize the important points of each hymn.
那从这两篇的比较的话，我觉得我们就是对神更有一些认识。
And through the comparison of these two hymns, we can have a better understanding of God.
有时候就是要求神拯救，有时候就是求神继续保护。
Sometimes we want to ask the Lord to protect us, or save us, and then sometimes we want to ask the Lord to protect us.
然后我们做基督徒的一定会面对一些困难，一定会面对一些敌人。
And as a Christian, we will face certain enemies and certain difficulties.
但是这篇诗可以当我们的安慰。
But this psalm will become our comfort.
所以希望大家对这两篇可以比较有认识。
And so I hope that everyone can be more familiar with these hymns.
我们现在就来唱诗357首。
Now let's all sing hymn 357.